Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The heat advisory was allowed to expire, but it will remain hot and humid through the holiday weekend. A lot of us picked up some bonus rain yesterday, and there is another chance for isolated showers and storms today. Get the complete forecast for the holiday weekend from Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Friday, July 3rd. Many leaders in North Texas say they will enforce Governor Abbott's order that people wear masks in public, but some law enforcement officials say the new order could bring chaos. KRLD's Alan Skaya leads off our coverage this morning.
Yeah, Governor Greg Abbott ordered people to wear masks when they're in public in any county that's had at least 20 cases of COVID-19. The first violation will be a warning, then you could be fined $250 for each subsequent violation.
If we want to avoid lockdowns, if we want to protect those we care about, we need all Texans to join this effort. We have slowed the spread before. Working together, we will do it again.
The city of Colleyville rejected Tarrant County's mask order last month, but after the governor's announcement, the assistant city manager says they'll fully comply. Tarrant County Judge Glenn Whitley says he was flooded with messages after the county's order, but most people have said they're willing to take what he described as a little inconvenience to slow the spread, slow the increase in new cases.
I think people realize it's a little inconvenience that may result in us not, shutting everything down again.
But the Denton County Sheriff says he will not enforce the rule. Tracy Murphy says he'll comply himself, but he told his deputies not to enforce it, saying that would invite chaos. He says he doesn't have the manpower to worry about whether people are wearing masks. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Dallas County health officials warn they likely will report 1,000 new cases of COVID-19 later today. That's on top of yesterday's record figure of 708 from Dallas County, which reports seven additional deaths. Tarrant County has 473 cases and two deaths. Collin County, 86 cases, two fatalities. And Denton County, 81 new cases, but no additional deaths. As of late yesterday, the number of available ICU beds in North Texas was down to 327. Two nights after he lost a debate to require masks in his city, Plano Mayor Harry LaRosselier is happy to hear about the governor's latest order.
The Plano City Council spent most of Tuesday night debating whether the mask should be required or recommended. Over the mayor's objection, the council made it a recommendation. The governor's order does what Harry LaRosselier wanted.
I know it's a difficult decision for him. I'm responsible for 300,000 people. He's for 30 million, and so it's an enormous weight on his shoulders. And this whole crisis teaches us humility, and that's part of the leadership.
The mayor backs the part of the order that allows for a warning, then fines, but no jail time for offenders. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
One of the leading vaccine researchers in Texas also applauding the governor's new mandate.
Dr. Peter Hotez with the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston calls it a welcome development. However, he doesn't know if that'll be enough as the virus is spreading rapidly through Texas and not just in the bigger counties.
There's still more room to act, and that includes, of course, the full lockdown like we've experienced before. And I know the governor does not want to do that, and I know that brings a lot of hardships. That may be where we go. So we're just going to have some situational awareness.
He says it could take a couple of weeks to see how much difference this mask-wearing mandate makes. Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Some doctors in North Texas expect a big increase in new COVID-19 cases after the 4th of July weekend. Here's KRLD's Austin York.
As more people are getting tested, the percent of COVID-19 tests coming back positive continues to increase in North Texas, suggesting more infection is present in the community. Dr. Mujib Bassett with the UT Southwestern says more testing is key.
We care about who's active now. So A, we can inform them so they can socially isolate, and B, they can inform the people that they've been in contact with so they can also take appropriate precautions and talk to their healthcare provider to determine what type of testing is most appropriate for them.
He says while hospitalizations are up, ICU cases are flat because the younger population getting infected rarely need an ICU bed. Bassett says it's important to socially distance yourself this July 4th, continue proper hygiene, and of course, wear that mask. Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Governor Abbott recently amended his order limiting outdoor gatherings, leaving crowd control up to local officials. In Cleburne, Mayor Scott Kane says it's time to gather. He issued a standing order that all outdoor gatherings of 10 to 100 people in Cleburne are approved. Mayor Kane says the pandemic will be long-lasting and that people need to learn how to gather safely.
We're going to be doing this for a long time, and so if we're going to be able to stay open and enjoy our freedoms, we're going to have to learn in this COVID environment how to live.
Collin County Judge Chris Hill issued a similar order giving folks permission to gather in groups of 10 or more. City officials say folks should use common sense, practice social distancing, and wear those masks. While COVID-19 has devastated many sectors of the economy, fireworks stands have actually benefited from the pandemic. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein explains.
The COVID-19 pandemic has forced many fireworks shows to be scaled back or canceled this year. As such, people are flocking to fireworks stands so that they can put on their own fireworks shows. James Cook operates Nelson's Fireworks in Hazlett, and he says business is up by about 50% over last year.
Business has been booming, pardon the pun, of course. So it's been a wonderful surprise versus last year.
Cook says the calendar is also proving to be friendly this year. With the 4th of July falling on a Saturday, that's making for a three-day weekend for most folks. That means more chances to pop off fireworks and more sales for stands like Nelson's. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Texas Workforce Commission now extending unemployment benefits for people who lost their jobs because of the coronavirus. Cisco Gomez with the TWC says they're adding another 7 weeks because they now classify this as a high unemployment period.
HUP is available to people that have exhausted regular benefits. That's a maximum of 26 weeks. They've exhausted PEUC benefits, which is an additional 13 weeks of benefits through the CARES Act. And if they've exhausted state extended benefits, which is an additional 13 weeks of benefits that are federally funded.
He says people currently on unemployment do not need to reapply for the extra benefits, but says recipients do need to continue requesting payment from the commission every 2 weeks. Some teachers at SMU say they are not satisfied with the university's plans to hold classes in person and online this fall. Professors were told to prepare for a hybrid model where some students are on campus and others learn from home. But Dr. Robert Howell says the decision on how to offer those classes should be left up to the professors.
And if we don't trust the professors to do that, that I don't think that we're putting the authority in the right hands.
Dr. Howell says they've started an online petition to send a message to the school's administration. SMU officials say they came up with their plan for the fall semester after consulting with faculty and staff members throughout the university. A Dallas man is going to prison for 4 years for stealing not just lottery tickets, but an entire case of lottery tickets, and he did it twice. 45-year-old Romy Brown tore the cases off the counters of convenience stores in DeSoto and Cedar Hill. He was arrested when he tried to cash in apparent winning tickets at other gas stations. Coming up at 8:10 this morning on KRLD, UNT political science professor Kimmy King will join Mike and Scott on the KRLD Morning News with her reaction to the governor finally giving in on a statewide mask order. Stay connected and listen on News Radio 1080 at KRLD.com or in the radio.com app.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.